Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I've been hearing from a lot of freelancers recently. Shout out to everybody who is doing freelance service work. And let's see, recently we talked about invoicing. We talked about some tax advice. Today, interesting angle, someone's wondering if their online course, the online course that they want to make, is going to cannibalize the freelancing biz. So, you know, with an online course, you're often trying to educate people, train people specifically, to do something perhaps that you might have done for them otherwise. At least that's what we've got here. This is Sarah from Boston. She's trying to figure out, okay, I've got this course coming up. I love the idea of having passive income, but I also have a branding design freelance business, which is how I've made my money, or at least my side hustle money, maybe full-time business, I'm not sure, for the past few years. So how can I do this in a way that actually advances my interests instead of constraining or limiting them? So I love it. Let's look at it. Stick around after the break. We're going to explore how to diversify without diluting your primary hustle. Or it could be, you know, as a means of evolution. But the point is, how do you do it in a way that doesn't negatively impact you? Good question. Stay tuned.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Sarah calling from Boston and a longtime fan of your show. I've built a good reputation freelancing and branding design for small businesses over the past 5 years. As I'm considering creating an online course to teach basic branding to entrepreneurs, I'm worried that this new venture might cannibalize my existing freelance work. Should I go ahead with it or pay closer attention to this concern?
Hey, Sarah, this is a good question. And I have some good news. I think, you know, for the most part, diversifying into online courses doesn't have to erode your freelance business at all. It's often a different kind of person, or at least a person who has a different kind of need, signing up for an online course versus hiring you to do a service. If I think about some of the services that I pay for, I'm happy to pay for the service. I could probably go out and learn how to do that, you know, by watching an online course or otherwise educating myself, but I don't want to do it. Like, I'm happy to have a freelancer, a professional, handle certain things for me. So if you think about it from that perspective, it's just a different market. However, I do think it's smart to think about it, you know, upfront, like, how am I going to serve, you know, different clients or clients with different needs through this expansion, and how can I continue doing the freelance work that I'm doing now that I enjoy, while also building some passive income, hopefully. So the main thing there is not different from whether you have an existing business or not. You just want to really think about segmentation. Who is the course going to be for? Like, what are their core needs? What is that? What are their struggles? What bothers them? You know, how can I provide solutions to their problems, alleviate some of their pain and such? And, for your existing clients, maybe here's what is a little bit different. You might just want to communicate directly with them and say, you know, hey, I'm making this course and check it out. And if you'd like to take the course, maybe even here's a discount, like a soft sell to them, but also making it clear by the way, I'm still doing these services, you know, so I'm not going anywhere. This is just something new that I'm doing. You could keep it completely separate, of course, but, you know, just because you're one person and you can't do everything, and you probably don't have a ton of clients in the freelance business since you are just a business of one, I tend to think it's good to just kind of address everything directly. So I don't think this is a problem. I do think it's a good thing to think about, but I think you'll be totally fine. And I wish you every success. Best of luck with the new course. Best of luck with the freelancing. All right, listeners, if you have a question, a scenario, something you're working on, a case study, whatever it might be, sidehustleschool.com/questions. New episodes every day. I'm excited for all that's to come. Really appreciate you joining me on this journey as well. So I'll be here again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.